Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
While driving down the country roads during winter, one may see a flock of sparrow-sized birds get up and fly away. Most people probably dismiss them as sparrows, but the next time you see the birds, look for flashes of white in the wings. They may be snow buntings. These interesting and attractive winter visitors are from the far north. To help identify snow buntings, look for flashes of white wings when the birds are in flight. The birds are largely white below with a dark or perhaps rusty back. You may also notice the black wingtips, some camouflage coloring, and perhaps some rusty colored patches on the ear, chest, or shoulder. They're fun to watch through a pair of binoculars. Human snowbirds leave the cold northern winters of Canada and the northern states for warmer climes such as Arizona, Texas, or Florida. But unlike human snowbirds, these snowbirds leave the cold Arctic tundra for the warmer climes of southern Canada and the northern United States. When fall rolls around and food becomes scarce, they form large flocks and head southward during the winter months, where they'll search for seeds of weeds and other plants among the open fields and grasslands. The males will be back to their breeding grounds in the Arctic tundra around April, with females following shortly. They'll construct a nest composed of a thick lining of plant material, fur, and feathers, in a hole or crevice in and among the rocks to gain protection from predators such as snowy owls and Arctic fox. The female will lay one clutch of 2 to 7 eggs and basically incubate the eggs for 10 to 15 days while the male brings her food such as seeds, insects, and spiders. Although they may appear to be easy prey for predators, a hidden nest location and their white coloration help protect them. Snow buntings are considered to be common, even though their populations have declined by about 40% from 1970 to 2014. As such, they've not declined to the point where they warrant watch list status. However, their decline is concerning and has been described as a common bird in steep decline. I've put links to more information on snow buntings along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.